Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with you on News Briefing. Stand by for plenty of sickies today as West Aussies opt to give work or school a miss. We're being encouraged to do the right thing and put in leave forms if we want the 4 days off. Well, it'll be a hard one for parents to decide with school holidays kicking off later this afternoon. Andrew McKellar from the Australian Business Chamber says they're expecting disruptions to productivity.
There's no doubt that many businesses have already had a lot to contend with. This is an exceptional circumstance. It's a one-off. We've called for understanding and patience.
New figures out today show an alarming number of the state's police officers are walking away from the force. The West reporting around 100 have quit in the last 3 months, but Police Minister Paul Papalia is pointing to the 199 new recruits moving through the academy in Joondalup. The Federal Treasurer has warned the worst is yet to come following the US's latest interest rate hike. It saw the Aussie dollar fall to a two-year low. Economists predicting the RBA could lift rates by another 50 basis points at its next month meeting. It's set to be a busy long weekend on our roads with double demerits now in full force. The RAC's Rhys Herron says it's important to slow down.
Already this year, we've lost 113 people on WA roads, and sadly 74 of those have occurred in our regional areas, and that's where a lot of families will be travelling in the days ahead. These numbers are shocking, they're unacceptable, and we really have to see through those statistics. Any life lost in our roads is one too many.
And the Royal Show gets underway tomorrow in Claremont. In sport, former Geelong great Steve Johnson has outlined how Sydney can beat his old team, the Cats, in tomorrow's grand final. Stevie J has recently worked as an assistant coach at the Swans. He says they need to pinpoint their passes going into attack.
The Swans really need to take the game on and try and change angles with ball in hand, because the Geelong defence, they work in such a great strong formation behind the ball to try and get drop off and allow those guys to intercept mark.
And Sam Reed has been named for Sydney.